Cause this is ladies' night, and the rhymes is
nerd soul.
Late LK at one, y'all still holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh yeah, got another wonderful episode of Dropping Jewels. Today, we're gonna do something fun because last week I got up with the Story Geeks and they wanted to know the top five women in my mind, my heart, my soul when it comes to Star Wars. So I gave them a little list and I was like, you know, feeling pretty good about it. And I wondered, could I put together a crew of ladies that I think could be unstoppable when it comes to the Star Wars universe? And I looked at my top five and I was wondering if I could add some more. And I came to what I will call my Women of Star Wars Magnificent Seven. I'm gonna get started straight up with someone who I think is dope and slightly slept on, which is Iden Versio. That's right, Iden Versio is probably my first pick to put on this team because not only does she know about the rebel's plight or what it takes to be a rebel, but she also knows about the Empire because she grew up in the Empire. She is a legacy, if you will. So she knows the ins and outs of both sides. And also the reason she knows about both sides. Iden has been undercover. That's right. So she knows how the Empire works. She knows how the Rebellion works. And she also knows how to slip into character when need be. So if there's ever a mission where someone needs to go undercover, someone needs to change their identity, their mannerism, the way they speak, the way they act, their emotions, Iden Versio is the one to do it. She proved very, very well that she is able to gain the trust of people, to be someone that they can open up to and invite in the, of course, amazing book, Inferno Squad. She really brings it. She knows how to lead a team. And most importantly for the squad that I'm putting together, she knows how to go undercover, assume a character, get people to open up to her. So Iden Versio is my very first pick. Next up, I'm gonna move on to a character from my top five list, who is Sabine Wren. I think she's got the pizzazz, the spunk, the lit fire inside of her. And maybe it's because of how she's been brought up. Maybe it's what she's into, which I'll touch on in a second. But she just has an attitude about her that I think every team needs. And her skill, which is, of course, demolition. You're always going to need someone who can bring the bomb. You always gonna need someone who can hit you with a detonator, whether large or small, to bring down a wall or bring down a ship. And that is why Sabine Wren gets picked. You can look all through Rebels. Old girl knows what she's doing. And she definitely, for sure knows how to pick and choose just the right level of explosive for the job that's getting done. So it's a no-brainer adding her to the team. You know what I'm saying? You got someone who can get undercover. You got someone who can do demolition, blow up stuff. That those are great foundations to a team when you're looking to attack any type of target, to bring down any type of organization. These two characters, these two types of people, you definitely need. Mad shouts out to Sabine Wren because old girl brings it not only on the explosion side, but she got some style too. You know what I'm saying? Don't sleep on her. Don't sleep on that graffiti. Not at all. Now, my next pick, of course, from the list is Hera Syndulla. She, man, not only is she someone who is a leader. I believe she's someone who is also a very good nurturer. And in addition to that, homegirl can fly. That's right. We're gonna need a captain. We're gonna need someone who can fly a ship in this group. And no, yo, check it. Look no further than Hera. Hera can fly the ghost in and out of anything. I saw her fly that B-wing like it won't nobody's business. If you need to either get through a blockade, you need to sneak past a Star Destroyer, or you need to straight take head on a squad by yourself, Hera is the one to go for. I love Hera's style. I love her character when she's dealing with people that she likes and doesn't like. And don't get the flying twisted. Old girl can fight too, you know what I'm saying? She got the scrap. So I'm just saying, she got the scrap up. Now, next up, I'm gonna move on to my force empowered people. Also from the list, and I'm gonna start off with Ventress. Ventress is someone that you're gonna need who at times may need to get a bit dirty. You know what I'm saying? Ventress, of course, we know is from the dark side. She was a Sith apprentice at one time, left, ended up going kind of, you know, roguish, kind of mercenary-ish, and then ended up, I guess, on the good side in Dark Disciple, where she kind of ended up falling into this amazing relationship with Quinlan Voss. But she still knows how to reach back and get, you know, get that dark side if she needed. You know what I'm saying? She still knows how to reach down real deep and get that evil if it's necessary. And I think in any job, you're gonna need that one person that doesn't mind going that extra step if you gotta take somebody down or take somebody out. That's right. So Ventress, not only is she skilled in the dark side, but she has also seen the love of the light. So someone who is able to experience and also project both sides, as well be as being an adept fighter, extremely skilled. Old girl got talent. She's on a whole nother level when it comes to fighting. She's face down Anakin. She's face down Maul. She's face down Obi-Wan, and all without, you know, saying flinching or running away or anything like that. Old girl definitely has what it takes to be on this squad. And next up, following up right behind her, is Ahsoka Tano. And I choose her because Ahsoka may be my favorite Jedi of all time. Like I said in the list with Story Geeks, this is someone who I could not stand when I first met her. But now that I know her, she has changed my perception from seeing her grow into someone that is not only the pinnacle of what a Jedi should be, but also someone who has warmed my heart, someone who I fell in love with, and it broke my heart when she left the Order, even though I truly understood why. And in saying that, she's added to the team because she is the pinnacle of what a Jedi should be. So whenever this team could be going off the rails, whenever this team could be slipping into the darkness just a bit, Ahsoka could be there to make sure that we, hey, keep an eye on this. Hey, we need to reel it in. Hey, this isn't where we need to go as a unit. Ahsoka, she has that in her. It's part of her. Being honest, being just, being right, without being self-righteous, is the type of woman Ahsoka is. Amazing fighter as well. I love the two-bladed sword. You know, the double-fisted. Homegirl is incredible. And not only is she an example of the best of the Jedi, but she is also an amazing fighter and someone who will stick by you to the end. An amazing team member when you think of something like that. Now, I'm getting into my last two people that I'm adding to this squad. You know, we got Aiden, we got Sabine, Hera, Ventress, Ahsoka, and, you know, we got some fighters. We got some people that can go undercover, you know, a little bit of leading, you know, some captains and stuff. But my next up is Rae Sloane. I pick her because when it comes to being a tactician in the Star Wars universe, I believe Rae Sloane is up there with Thrawn and Tarkin. And that's for real, seriously. See, we met Ray Sloan back when we met Hera in A New Dawn. And when we meet Ray Sloan, I think she's like a young, you know, she's not a cadet, but she's not like some admiral or something. She ain't super sweet. She like maybe a corporal or something. I don't know. I don't know the levels of the, you know, the military. I'm just saying she won't the bottom, but she was just like maybe two steps above or whatever. But she was given, she was like an acting captain or whatever. And to see her maneuver from being an acting captain to be able to find and stop rebels and to be able to see where they were going and their plans, even when the Empire was planning and plotting against her, to see how she was able to handle it, not only with grace, but with extreme distinction on who she was fighting back, who she was attacking, and when she was attacking, Ray Sloan is that person that you need there when you're putting a plan together, because she knows how to look at the angles. And that's why she is definitely needed whenever you're getting someone together that can fly, someone who can fight, someone who can do the demolition and explosives. Someone's gonna need to sit down and be that general. And Ray Sloan is that general. I got love for her. She's a dope character, and she's always impressed me with how intelligent when it comes to military practice she is. And don't sleep, Ray Sloan is an amazing addition to this squad. And last but not least is, of course, Princess General Leia. Here's why I'm adding her. A lot of people might be like, hey, she was on your list for top five. She was your number one. You just adding her just to be adding her. I'm adding her here because on a team where you have a great general, you have great fighters, you have a captain, you have demolitions experts, you got people that can go undercover, you're gonna need someone with pedigree. Every now and then, you're gonna need someone who can go the political route. Every now and then, you're gonna need someone who is a symbol, a public symbol. Because when you're working as, you know, the Magnificent Seven, sometimes you're gonna need to send someone as an emissary, someone who can be the face of whatever plan or plot y'all trying to do on a sneak tip. And see, Leia can be that face while, you know, she can go up in the governor's ball or something while y'all sneaking around in the basement trying to, you know, steal the plans or something. You know what I'm saying? So Leia is not only extremely smart. She's seen wartime. She's seen peacetime. She knows how to fight and how to pick up a blaster and hold her own. But for this team, her strength is to be that symbol. That symbol publicly that they might need from time to time to either A, you know, ease people's fears, or maybe grease a palm here or there, or maybe smile up in somebody's face while other people are handling other things. Or when it comes to getting supplies and ships and stuff, and people be like, yo man, I don't know you, Ray Sloan, I don't know if I get down like that. And then Leia will come up and they'll be like, oh snap, you know what, Leia's vouching for you, I got you, B. So it's like, that's how I'm putting this squad together. That's why Leia is the final piece, and that's why this Magnificent Seven, if I was able to put them together in the Star Wars galaxy, I know some are dead, some ain't here, blah, 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 but these seven women could not only take on any threat in Star Wars, but I would dare to say that they together, working as a well-oiled machine, would be quite unstoppable. So there it is. There you have it, man. I'm really interested to see what you guys got down below. Holler at me, man. I think I got a pretty solid list. So you guys put together your solid list. Let me know what y'all getting into. And before I bounce, I got to tell you guys to hit up thatnerdsoul.com. That's right. Check me out right there. All my videos from the oldest, newest, latest, greatest, and all that. Then hit up shop.thatnerdsoul.com and pick yourself up a t-shirt, player. Don't forget to get one for them playettes. Then come back here, like, comment, subscribe, and share that Nerd Soul. That's right. There's no better way that I can show people that you like what you are watching. So, LA, what up? V, what up? RVA, you got my heart. And please be good to yourselves. Please be good to each other. And remember, no matter what team you put together, just make sure that you've got at least one demo expert and one symbol beacon of hope. Peace.